This is CliffCentral.com.
I thought I'd start the show off on a different note today. Welcome to it, everybody. It's the Urban Culture Drive. Here's a little quote that, or a different type of introduction that I'd like to start with. It's called ICU, otherwise known as Intensive Care Unit. This is a place where people in a critical medical condition are cared for. Siyabona is a Zulu greeting. That means, I see you. That suggests to the person who's saying it that I am ridding myself of any preconceptions and misjudgments of you, suggesting that I see you fully. To the person that's receiving this greeting, it means it's a form of affirmation that you exist, that we are both equal, and that I respect you. So in an effort to start the show off in the right way, I welcome you to our intensive care unit with the greeting Siyabona, aka ICU. Welcome to it, everybody. It's the Urban Culture Drive.
You are currently tuned in Urban Culture Drive with your boy, the Sefo Mapanga, the sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen, Candace, Craig 06. Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. What an intro.
Urban Culture Drive.
What an intro. How long did it take you to work on that?
Yay. Yay, spicing things up out here.
Nice.
Welcome to it, everybody. Urban Culture Drive. Today we're not squat deep. It's just me
yeah,
and my
no,
lovely
it's just
Candace.
Us today.
Yeah, man. How are you doing, baby?
I'm 100%. If I were any better, I'd be a billionaire.
Yeah.
So you can imagine.
Levels to this.
I'm 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Man.
How are you, babe?
Me, I'm good, babe. I'm fresh. I'm blessed. I'm looking forward to today's show.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I alluded into with the introduction, we're going to be talking about something that I believe is worth $1 billion or more.
Yeah.
Which is a rare commodity, and that is being unique.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I feel it's a commodity or it's an aspect that today's generation is not appreciating much of.
Mm-hmm.
So today's show, we're going to be talking about that.
Awesome.
Yeah, interesting conversations ahead.
Should be good.
Yeah,
should
man.
Be good.
How's your weekend? Let's catch up a bit.
A strong weekend.
As you said.
Yeah. I don't remember much. There's
so
like
definitely December mood has
ticked in, Doug.
It's within.
Yeah, no, I can only remember about 3 hours of from Thursday to Sunday. There are three hours that I can I know I was present and conscious in that moment. After that, it's all a blur, fam.
When I like Craig, you always leave me out when you're living your best life. Why? Why are you doing this?
It's too much.
It's not fair. It's not
look,
fair
we're already touched December. Someone actually tweeted November is December and December is December plus. So
it's like data, right?
Look, we're inside.
There's anytime data, and then
yes,
there's night data.
Exactly.
So December is like the night data.
Yes.
Kusazobali, yeah. Oh, speaking of Kusazobali, did you see that video of that young girl singing Kusazobali with Casper? Casper went to some school in Natal. Excuse me. Casper went to some school in Natal.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this young girl pupil who was singing Kusazobali with such passion, dear.
Is it? No, I didn't see that video.
It went
I'll check it out. I'll check it out online. Should be on.
Okay. So, look here.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you ready?
It's
are you ready?
Technology that is messing me up.
It's a lot.
Yeah, man. Welcome to it once again. Catch us on all the socials. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. What else is there? Comtree.
LinkedIn. Comtree.
Yeah, all of we live interact
Property
with us.
Property 24.
Yeah, we might be selling Cliff Central Studios. So catch us on all of those platforms. Share your thoughts with us. Engage with us on the topic today, and let's converse. Let's see what is what.
Urban Culture Drive.
So as I said, Lavi. Today, I thought I was trying to be smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought of this topic and the phrase, I see you, came to mind.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. I loved it. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And I thought of also the intensive care unit, ICU.
Yeah.
And then I thought of, you know, in this world that we live in today, we're almost like in a critical condition of not seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So how often is it that you greet people or people greet you along the road?
Mm-hmm.
In mm-hmm. nowadays, you get what I'm mm-hmm. saying, especially in metro cities,
mm-hmm.
in the township is still, but especially in metro cities. So that got me thinking, that not to say it's all of what makes people bitter and sad and whatnot, but it's part of the reason, because people are not being acknowledged, people are not being seen
mm-hmm.
as form of their existence, mm-hmm. and now they resort to doing all sorts of things to fit in.
Correct.
He has a movie called Upon a Star. It's a new movie.
Okay.
And that movie, when the artist uses the phrase,
oh, is this the Lady Gaga movie?
Almost the Lady Gaga movie. I'm not sure if it's the Lady Gaga movie where the
is it A Star Is Born?
A Star Is
Yes,
Born.
That's that Lady one. Gaga. She stars as the lead female role alongside
that girl.
Yes, that's Lady Gaga. Yes,
see, I don't even know Lady Gaga. Such a beautiful soul. So the boyfriend to that lady.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Lady Gaga in the movie? Mm-hmm. So Lady Gaga is okay, not Lady Gaga, but that girl in the mm-hmm. movie is transitioning into a music career, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the boyfriend reminds Uguti, he uses a code. He says, "Inclusion is one hell of a drug."
Wow. Okay. You get what I'm saying? Yes. Yes.
He says it makes you fight for conformance, right? So much that you forget the power of your own uniqueness.
Mm. Mm. Yes. 100%.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you
fitting
look
in is such a drag.
It's such a drag.
Being part of something,
yes.
Being part of a team, part of people, part of a certain group in society.
Better, you know,
it's addictive.
Part of a certain look and all of that.
Yeah.
And it's draining.
It is.
It's draining.
It is.
And it's competitive.
Yeah.
And you get what I'm saying? So that one, when that was said, mm-hmm. that's what
triggered it.
Yeah, I was like, but flip, that is actually an issue that we're living in. You look at your social medias, you look at wherever, you look at social groups, you look at lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
you look at any industry from mm-hmm. human level to business to mm-hmm. everything. You get what mm-hmm. I'm saying? For example, mm-hmm. in the hood, there are so many taverns
mm-hmm.
in the same street versus different types of businesses.
Yeah.
There are so many car washes
mm-hmm.
in the same street mm-hmm. versus different types of businesses, mm-hmm. right? So everybody's like saying, if I don't have... It's like they're afraid to be unique and say, what else can I come up with?
Mm-hmm.
Let's use what's already in existence
mm-hmm.
and conform to that.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
but
become
also,
saturated.
I feel like there wouldn't be 10 car washes on a street if all 10 car washes didn't pull 10 different types of people.
Yeah, but
that are directly interested in those certain car washes.
But I
understand where you're coming from, the point of being unique.
Yeah, because you see, for me, Candace, ne? So let's put this in a social context. It's as generally in our day to day things. You will be hated or be shunned or be dragged
mm-hmm.
on Twitter for being you
mm-hmm.
because you are shining in a different way that people cannot compete with
mm-hmm.
and that makes them uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. For example.
For example.
Shoot an example at me.
Yeah. For you, for instance, you're always posting crazy ass videos, crazy ass Twitter statements, whatever. You get what I'm saying? You living your life, being unique in your own way.
Correct.
You know, sharing your own sentiments and what makes Candace Candace.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you now, there's been people who've told you smack for being that.
Yeah.
Or who shut down on you.
And many people are like, no, when I calm down, why are you so honest? No, relax. You know, you're going to regret what you're saying right now in 10 years.
Exactly.
And you know what I always say? I said what I said. It is what it is. What you see is what you get. Candace is Candace.
It is your truth.
It's me.
You get what I'm saying?
It's
and
me.
Because you are shining in a different light, that for them, they'd rather bite their tongue.
Mm. And like, why is she saying she's broke? You can't be posting about being broke.
You get what I'm
no,
saying?
This chick is too much. Calm down.
What's wrong with
y'all
that?
Y'all gotta stop
What's
that
wrong
shit.
With that?
Like, relax.
And
guys.
Now you are shining and moving, and you don't have any baggage. You don't have stress.
Yes.
Fine, we all have problems and you have stress, but it's not wearing you down.
100%. And you know, I want to touch on that. There was someone that tweeted just yesterday that. And this is quite an influential person
mm-hmm.
With thousands of followers. And this guy's like, there was a time in his life that he was actually depressed because every time he'd go onto Instagram, he would feel less of a human being because it was just too much pressure.
I understand.
And I sat there and I'm looking at this tweet and I'm like, yarr, Really?
Too much.
Really?
You get what
this
I'm saying?
Is where people are at. And for me, I'm from on the outside. I'm okay.
Looking in.
Yes. So to me, I think it's the craziest thing in the world that people succumb to pressures online. Really? Someone what? Posted a picture of a car?
Dude, it's so bizarre when I can this because, you know, for example, that this was my mindfuck, right? All of us aspire to be like people who've made it. Your Oprahs, your Voltaire Maguires, yeah. your Bill Gates, your whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you look closely at those people are unique.
100%. That's why there's a value proposition.
They stand out.
There's a VP.
You get what I'm saying? So we want to be that way. So it shows within us there's a certain inclination to want to be different.
Yes.
There's an inner urge and yearning to want to be different.
Yet still wanting to conform because I need acceptance.
Because I need to be accepted.
Because I need the certain crowd when if I'm hitting the club, I need the bad beds. And
to,
the cool
to recognize
kids,
me,
you
right?
know, I need them to see me and realize that I'm real and I'm a human being and
speaking,
I fit in.
Speaking of that, I wanna show you. I wanna play something for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was said by Miles Monroe.
Oh, Miles Monroe, pastor that passed away.
Pastor that passed away, unfortunately. Yeah. Yes, take a listen to this and mm-hmm. tell me hear what he says.
Gotcha.
That's the culture that rules your life. I had to be freed from that culture as an individual. I had to break away from even the exams they gave me in school. I don't accept any grade they give me anymore in school. All the grades I canceled in my mind. The C's, the D's, the B's I got, the A's. I told my teacher one time, I says, your A can't calculate my intelligence.
Mm.
And I was right, because now my books are being read by that teacher. So the culture we live in doesn't allow you to cultivate your true ability, and therefore you don't have the courage to step out against that culture. We are so busy trying to fit in,
mm-hmm.
we never stand out.
Ooh.
Right?
That's why all true leaders have to break away mm-hmm. from the pack.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, all true leaders mm. have to break away mm. from the pack.
Reminds me of a quote that says, the top is less crowded. Yeah.
And
it's a lonely place. It's less crowded. But yeah, I mean, you're at the top.
But you're complete and you are within yourself.
Yes. Yes. You're content with yourself.
There's no better company than yourself.
Yes. 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 And and you know what's the saddest part? Some people can't stand
themselves. They can't stand. That's what they say. They say when you're lonely, that's when you get to see a true reflection
of who you are. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? When you're in your own space.
True.
And people trade off on that. Like, so for me, it's mind-boggling, right? Mm-hmm. And so the movie, now going back, mm-hmm. the guy goes to say, telling Lady Gaga, who's becoming the new singer, mm-hmm. and says, you have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Right, not literally like the actual voice, mm-hmm. but you have a voice, mm-hmm. like music wise, mm-hmm. that people are willing to listen. Mm-hmm. So it is not for you to question why they're listening or what is it that they want from whatever they're listening to, mm-hmm. but it is for you to remember why you keep on mm-hmm. using your voice mm-hmm. and continue using it. You get what I'm saying? Even us as a people, always us, everyone, we have a voice. I believe I have a voice, and hence I'm on radio
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm.
And whether people like or don't like what I have to say,
you're just here serving your purpose.
Yeah,
you're doing you.
Those
you have an ultimate goal.
Listening to it. Exactly. You get what I'm saying? Being reminded.
Yeah.
Look, there is a different world, and that's like this uniqueness thing. It really spoke to me. And now, Miles Monroe talks about the difficulties of pulling away from the culture. Culture being our society,
mm-hmm.
our conditioning.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So you wanna do, typically, parents, you wanna be a singer. No. That is not a career. No, you must go get a law degree.
Yeah.
You must go get a proper job. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? You want to be a presenter. I want to be like Bonang.
Mm.
But you don't
learn.
And
you know how many times I've spoken to producers that I've worked with. And I'm like, oh, I want to be like Bonang. So every time I shoot a show, I'm like, please crit me. I need to know how to be better. I want to be like Bonang. And they would stop me right there in my tracks. Like, and they'd say, Candace.
Not
you are
lane.
Not Bonang.
Not your lane.
Be Candace.
Yes.
Trust me, we like you. We wouldn't have given you the job if we didn't think you were great.
If you wanted Bonang, we would have called Bonang.
Exactly.
You get what I'm
and
saying?
I think we're so stuck in that headspace of wanting to be like someone. And I mean, it's not a bad aspiration.
Yes.
But don't blur the lines when it comes to your
wanting
own uniqueness.
Be, yes.
And wanting to actually be someone.
That's what
and
I want to touch
on. And mimic someone.
Someone.
And imitate someone.
Exactly.
And I think we see it in the industry. I mean, every Bunang is has sort it's of the blazed the trail. She is the leader. She is the icon. It's Bunang.
But
and
you see, for me, when I can, that's why I'm saying, and you put it properly, don't blur the line.
Yes.
Because for me, I'm saying, if you look at someone as for inspiration or aspire to become like them, look at what they're doing to be at that place.
Look at work ethic.
Yes.
Look at their work ethic, what they do. People wake up early in the morning. You know, like, there's so much that goes into these things, the trials, tribulations, the rejection in life as well. But it's about character, man. It's looking at how this person got there as opposed to wanting to be final product.
But exactly.
And I think that's what's wrong today.
In today's generation.
We see Somizi, want to be Somizi. You don't know half of what Somizi went through. You know what I'm saying?
What
we want to be Bonang. You cannot even begin to imagine the pain
she's
that she's seen.
Through.
Oprah Winfrey could write books and probably has written a ton of books of all
the
look, rejection. Because this is a black woman back in when the 60s,
dude, in America,
you know, coming into this
not
industry,
even apartheid slavery.
And I mean, Oprah Winfrey is not your conventional beauty, is it? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
So you're fighting, you know, white people for starters who, you know, call the
shots
in these corporates.
Social acceptance,
dude,
of what beauty is.
And how many times must she not have looked at herself in the mirror and gone, yo, am I, maybe they're right, maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I could never do this. But I mean, it's about rising above that and going, you know what, I'm Oprah Winfrey, dog. Like,
and you see,
I'ma do this.
Like, you see what you just touched on now.
Yeah.
You go, you look at yourself in the mirror and you question yourself.
And you're like, aye.
That's a lot of what people are going through today in this conformity type of world.
100%.
You go to Instagram because you have a weave, but Faith in Kitsi comes out looking like a Barbie doll.
Mm-hmm.
You end up feeling like, I'm not good enough. You get what
I'm
saying?
Like, no, but why don't I look like that?
Yes.
Why aren't my hip to waist ratio not like that? Blah blah blah. All of these things. I think it's just how we've been conditioned to want to aspire to be something we're not.
But you see, for me now, since I don't have the solution to how to eradicate that, and I'd really like for it to change. The best I can do is have these type of conversations to spark your consciousness to realize what there is a problem.
Mm.
And then for you to take the initiative to say, how do I solve this problem?
And I think with Beyonce sang a song or did a song like a couple years ago called Pretty Hurts. And in the closing line, she says, are you happy with yourself? Are you happy with yourself?
It all starts in turning.
Yeah, it's the soul that needs the surgery.
It all starts in so
I'm telling you, as cliche as it sounds, guys,
it is.
You gotta find peace within your heart, man. When you go to sleep, dog, be at peace with yourself.
Hence the title, I See You.
Yeah.
That thing is it's profound.
It is. It is.
Because who do you see when you look in the mirror?
Hey. Do you even like that person? Can you even stand that person? Are you running?
Yeah. But yeah, man, this is the Urban Culture Drive. Sorry to start the show off on such a deep note, but it's a necessary note.
Necessary conversation to have.
Yeah, especially in the world that we live in today with mental health and illness being an issue. You know, people, rising stars taking their lives, young kids taking their lives, professional, affluent people taking their lives. You get what I'm saying? You see the social media cloud right now. Everybody wants to get likes. Like it's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. But yet there's still hope.
Yeah.
And we have people like you know, our artists who sing live. We have people like our ministers who give ministry, like your Miles Monroe. We have people like Candace who always bring a laughter to us. You know, what they are, what you guys, I wish you guys had Candace on your WhatsApp or if you follow her on social media, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's always a vibe. So yeah, man, it's life. It's what it is. We're on the Urban Culture Drive. It's the morning. Do chat to us on the socials. And we'll be right back.
I got broads in Atlanta, just a dummy in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the system of banks.
Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah, just like that, we're back at it. It's the Urban Culture Drive. Yeah, baby. How you doing?
Goody, 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 goody. Hectic conversation.
Yes, time to
but necessary.
It's necessary.
Very necessary, guys. Don't forget to engage us on all the socials at Urban Culture Drive. We'd like to hear your views on this, man. Chat to us, tell us, banter with us, and let us know how you guys feel about this topic of fitting in. I mean, we've discussed this before. People touch on this a lot. Are we really listening?
And understanding.
Are we understanding? Or is this just banter? Because if it's just banter, then what are we actually even doing?
Why are we even having these conversations?
Why are we doing this?
Because we say we want to do a whole lot of things, but we never get to do them.
There we go.
Yeah, man. So, on a lighter note, on a very lighter, very lighter note, I've been watching a lot of movies lately.
Hey, alone, I hope.
Alone. And one man. None of those X-rated movies.
Okay.
No, why be saying,
I'll baby, take your word for it.
No baby oil and tissue type of movies. No. Just a lot of nice movies. One of the movies.
Are these bootleg versions?
No. I have a website where I download.
Yeah, it's bootleg.
Yeah, okay.
It's bootleg. So can the piracy commission please?
Is torrent? Is torrent bootleg? Torrent is not bootleg, man. Don't call me out on social. Anyhow, there's a new movie that I watched. It's called The Hate You Give.
Yeah.
I recommend that.
I think I heard about this.
Yeah, I recommend that you watch it. That movie is so powerful. Rena Candace. It takes you, so you know Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Oh yes, where she's with her boyfriend.
Yes, and then
the cops stop and he's trying to reach for a
hairbrush.
Yes. And then they think it's a gun and then they shoot him.
Yo. Dude, that whole thing, mm-hmm. that movie is takes you through a series of emotions, right? And that's what dawned on me. It's like, I might have not lived through that era or through that experience, but it's powerful when a person can use media and actually put you in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So the girl talks about, she's from the hood, right?
Yep.
But when she's at school in the burbs, it's like she's leading a double life.
100%.
So the language you use at school, and which resonates with a lot of Black kids,
bruh.
In our generation, because I know as well, when I go to school in the burbs in town, mm-hmm. you use a different language, especially when you're talking to girls, cheering up girls from Girls High and the likes. You know, you must be affluent.
And then your twang must come out.
Be twanging and whatnot when you're chilling with boys from Boys High. And when you get to the school, get a fade and pinch out. How are you? Exactly. You get what I'm saying? You go back. So it's like you're leading a double life, and to an extent, you're losing or you feel trapped.
Yeah, because you don't know where you actually really fit
in.
Yeah.
And how to express your true feeling, identity.
Yes. I totally understand.
You have conversations. So I had friends as well when I go to varsity, white friends.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing of white privilege,
mm-hmm.
it's not a bad thing, mm-hmm. but it's to an extent an ignorant thing, mm-hmm. because you don't know what you don't know.
Yes.
So it's easy for you to be sitting there like, yeah, no, but let's just get over this. Like,
yeah, it's not that deep. Why get over it.
Yeah, it's not that. And I understand where you're coming from.
Like, apartheid is over. Come on, we're all equal now. We're not.
I fully understand where you're coming from because it's never.
You don't know how to relate.
Yes.
To
you get what I'm saying. But don't be insensitive to us.
Yeah.
So if as much as I understand you, mm-hmm. understand me,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that the movie also expresses. Okay. Like, yeah, it's all fair and well to be angry and want revenge, mm-hmm. and whatnot, mm-hmm. but also understand the point of view.
Mm-hmm.
The killer part in the movie: this girl asks her aunt, yeah, mm-hmm. her uncle, Skoa.
Mm-hmm.
The girl asks her uncle, mm-hmm. right? He's like, dude, what the situation that happened,
mm-hmm.
with the boyfriend being shot?
Mm-hmm.
If it were you who stopped us, and the same situation happened, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have shot, or would you have said, raise your hands?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The uncle said, I would have shot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Black uncle, mm-hmm. mind you. And then if she continued to say, if it was a white boy in the same situation, what would you have done?
And he probably kept quiet.
He said, no, I would have said, raise your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl's like, do you hear what you just said?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fucking social conditioning
conditioning, so you even hate yourself.
You get what I'm saying?
And I mean, we could see that in the, let's get back to societal standards. The bleaching of skin, guys, come on. That's glorifying westernized beauty. It's glorifying being whiter is better. We have been conditioned to think that our dark skin is not good enough.
But now it's so fucked up because
we still go, but no, we're proud to be black and team black, and
Wakanda forever.
Yes, but I'm going to bleach my skin. But I'm totally confident and I'm totally happy with myself. But hey, yikes, man.
I just need to be a shade lighter.
Right.
But now the mindfuck is when the white people now, they're in magazines, models.
Yeah.
They're actually using white models, painting them black to represent African women.
Blackface. Is it like blackface?
Yeah. They paint their faces black so such that they look like African women, say, and then they say too big. Like, can you not take an African woman and actually use them for the...
I actually saw a thread as well on Twitter of people all over the world that have aspirations to be black women, so, and white women. And you have to see, it's white women, right? But then they have like braids and they use darker makeup and they, you know, highlight certain features more than other features to sort of embody a black woman or resemble
stallion thighs.
So I don't even think we know where we want to be in life.
Like, all of us are a mess.
I feel like, and you know what, it's the thing of following. It's the thing of I will go wherever the wind blows.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Sharp, we're there.
Lack of uniqueness.
Big booty is cool. Ah, dog, let's do that. You know, slimmer nose. Let's hit that. Braids are back in. Black women are a thing. Let's try to be black. We don't know what we want, guys.
Uniqueness.
And then we think we're a mess, actually.
And it's coming to a chaos. Like, it's.
I'm telling you.
Dark times ahead of us. But nah, we cool.
We are.
We are.
We'll live. We'll live, guys.
We enjoying our best lives. Mm. Man, it's too much.
We in December.
What Craig Abayo? Living their best lives. What is it, Wabayo?
Living
their best lives. So we good.
We aight.
Babe, it's about that time.
It's about that
for
time.
Your game.
Woohoo. Urban Culture Drive.
Alright, guys. Now, I'm sure you guys are familiar with this game. It's called Death is Not an Option, because death is most certainly not an option when it comes to this game. I will pose a statement at Job, because he's the only one playing today.
No, let's put...
No. What I was thinking is, half of you needs to be Craig.
Craig, okay.
Okay,
I'll
so you would answer as per Craig would.
Okay.
Right, so I'll pose...
Yes, I'll mimic Craig.
I'll pose a statement at you, and as the statement is, it stands, you'll tell me which one you'd rather.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. And I hope this content is not too boring, but this is for Job.
Okay.
Would you rather,
me.
Yeah. Would you rather become the greatest producer? So you're an award-winning producer in the world. Like, people call you up internationally. But lose the essence of Job, right? Or go back to your engineering job and be Job?
I'd rather go back. And it's funny you ask that, because on my way to the show today, you remember you sent me a post about a production thing? Mm-hmm. And I thought about, no, I can't take that post because it doesn't allow me to be me.
Mm-hmm.
You got what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Concha, you've been very like pedantic about like wanting creative freedom.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, I'd rather go and be back engineer and be Job.
Okay.
Now.
Okay, but you know, when you're the greatest, you can really do whatever you want to do. They'll give you a brief.
Yes.
But anyway, we said the statement is
as is. I'm losing the essence of Job, so no.
Okay, cool. Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have more time or more money?
Oh, girl, let me think about this. I'm out of time or money. Have you seen my socials? I'd rather have more money. Champagne is life, baby.
That's definitely what Craig would have said. Well done, Job.
Can be an actor.
Definitely. Okay, so next one's for Job. Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors, or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Past.
That's an interesting one.
Past.
You'd meet your glossies.
Yeah. I'd rather meet my glossies past. Fuck, that's an interesting question.
Craig O'Sexy.
Yes, girl.
Let me see what's a good one here. Would you rather work more hours per day? No. Would you rather lose your vision or your hearing?
I'd rather lose my hearing, babe.
Would you rather?
Because then I can still see all of this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, ooh. And this one is for Job.
Mm-hmm. I'm having fun being Craig for a day. It's too much.
I think I know what you'll answer with this one.
Okay. Shoot, let's hear.
It's kind of boring. Would you rather become someone else or just stay you?
Okay, no change. You know what I'm going to answer.
Is it boring?
You know what I'm going to answer with that one.
Okay, let me find you a good one. Sorry, guys. Let me find. I need to find you a serious one. But anyway, let's move on to Craig O'Sexy.
Yeah, in the meantime.
Craig O'Sexy.
Yes, go.
Would you rather date La Sizwe? Ne?
Okay.
Or would you rather marry La Sizwe? Yeah, that's a tough one for him.
Date.
Would you rather date or marry La Sizwe?
I'd rather date and get it over and done with.
Why? Why? What you saying with La Sizwe, Craig?
Hey, some things are better off left unsaid, Candace.
Okay, cool.
Challenge me.
Sure.
I see you.
And this is the last one, guys. Okay. Let me find you a hectic one.
Revel my soul, Candy.
My stock is out. I'm out of stock, man.
I must think of one for you.
Think of one for me in the meantime. But wait, let me get. Would you? Would you rather go back to your ex-girlfriend of 7 years or the one of 3 years?
Wow.
Yeah, I guess actually, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
I guess I one. Called that one upon myself, right? Shit.
7 years or 3 years?
Yeah. Wow. Live on radio. Okay.
I hope you're listening in.
Wow.
Boo boo. Five.
Can we skip this one?
Four.
Like genuine. Can
and
we,
I just thought of that off the like, top of my head. Yikes.
Can we skip this one?
Five. Just pick. I know your heart wants both, but like, can't your head pick?
Yo, okay,
they say they're gonna shoot you if you don't pick one.
Flip. 7 years.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
No, I've got one for you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, give me one.
Would you rather have the stardom that you want,
mm-hmm.
but be blind,
mm.
or right,
mm-hmm.
Not have the stardom that you want? But be this, but be like a Kim Kardashian type of sexy.
Wow, that's a hectic one. Okay, cool. You know what? It makes sense to be Kim Kardashian sexy. I mean, what am I doing blind, dog?
But you have everything that you want.
But what am I doing blind?
Okay, fair enough.
I can't even see it. I can't even hold my Oscars. I don't even. Okay, well, yeah.
So as a Kim K, at least you can.
At
make
least
your
I'm
way.
Pretty then.
You can make a sex tape and then
and
you
get
can
rich.
Bloom. Okay, I hear you just like that, baby.
Urban Culture Drive.
I'm glad I managed to challenge you. But
well done.
Fuck,
that was good.
That last question that.
You will have to answer tonight if they're listening in.
No, that but a producer, a technical producer,
can we please
must
edit part
that
out?
Part out. Please. Everything after that question just must be out. Yeah, like that one is two.
I think you're low-key scared the one comes back.
You know what?
When and then it's the three-year one.
So
and then she listens to the podcast and then she's like, bye-bye.
So you see, I was talking to about this with someone else the other day, mm-hmm. right? I am still, genuinely speaking, I am still healing.
Okay, yes. I'm
you
sure.
Get what
eh?
I'm saying? I'm still healing and I really don't know where I fall in between. I know where I'm at now with my feels and whatnot. But to say where I would go, it's still a healing
the
process.
The wound is still raw, ne?
Yeah. Okay. I won't lie. I still love my 3 years.
You love both of them.
I love. They've both benefited me in different ways.
Ibele, let me ask.
And love is
let
both.
Let me ask this.
Yeah.
Do you ever really get over an ex?
You don't.
Or do you just move on? But
it
there
depends.
Are triggers.
It depends what kind of ex.
Because I remember,
really loved,
yes. Because I remember Craig saying he ran into his ex
and
some event,
shook.
And he's like, he was triggered.
He was shook.
It's incredible because Craig is so over this guy. It's like let's in broader terms.
Yes.
But man's was he's like guys, my I got butterflies. Like, you know, my stomach was a
cringe.
Knot, right.
You know that nervous feeling you have.
Like,
you become.
You're like, oh my god.
That's the feeling I had when you asked me that question.
But I think that's how you seriously know that you actually really felt something for someone.
Yes. And you know what? I'd really want to feel that way for someone else again in the future.
You will.
I will.
You will.
Because I'm glad I felt that way for someone.
That
you
means
know,
you're
for those
a human
two people
being.
Because it showed that I have it in me.
Yeah.
You
to love
what I'm
so
saying?
Deeply.
To have to love and be loved and experience love at that deep level. So I need to heal both from the things that I did to the 7 year one and the things that I experienced.
Have you forgiven yourself for the 7 year
partly,
mess?
Partly.
Okay.
Partly. I'm still
You need to forgive yourself for that.
Yeah, I'm forgiving. I'm at a better because, you know, whenever I get the chance, I speak about such things.
But she has made you a better person. And I know you've mentioned it a couple of times. Where you're like, you never want to make anyone feel like that again.
Exactly.
You never want to do that to someone
I never want to do that to someone. So especially somebody who benefits you so much to become. Because I was the type of boyfriend I was to the 3-year ex because of lessons I learned from the 7-year one.
Wow.
So she taught me love. And with the 3-year ex, I learned how to love.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying? So both of them play a very vital and strong role in
how you go about relationships.
In how I go about my relationships. You get what I'm saying? Yep. Speaking of that, guys, please do not shy away from speaking about your pains, your traumas, and whatnot. It really does help other people.
Yes, true.
Deal with their pains, their traumas, and whatnot.
Because people think they're facing struggles by themselves until you speak.
Exactly.
And then they're like, yo. Because I always think my problems are hectic. And then I hear someone else who's like 22.
Yeah, like you.
And this person has seen life. They've tasted life. They felt the slaps.
They've reveled in it.
They have been to hell and back. And I'm like, you know what? My issues are water off a duck's
Maybe
ass.
Maybe I shouldn't be complaining this much.
I always tell my sister, I'm like, when I hear these people talk, like, our lives are bliss.
They're beautiful.
My life is a movie. It's so much fun.
You know what I'm
compared
saying?
To these things.
So, one of the things that I want to add is that please do not shy away from talking to and exposing your wounds to other people. They really are. And like Thomas in the Bible called, for those who are believers, called out Jesus and said, yo, apparently this nigga died and rose from the dead. I don't believe that shit.
Mm.
If you want me to believe it, call him to come show me the wounds where the nails
were. Yes, doubting Thomas.
And doubting Thomas and where he was stabbed. And Jesus came and showed his wounds and said, yeah, put your finger through there and pick your finger on my ribs where I was cut.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Thomas believed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there were other disciples who were afraid to question that. But because Thomas
questioned,
I believe too. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So the symbolism of that is show your wounds to others and they too can believe or you can overcome burdens.
Yeah.
Maybe that can also alleviate mental. Actually, I'm preaching.
You're preaching, bro. Like, look.
I'm on.
Do you not want to go study a psychology degree or something?
I'm actually thinking of going back to study law. But topic for another day.
Got you. I also want to go back. I want to go back and study something else.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Plus, now there's this free education thing.
Do you think we'll qualify?
We are unemployed, essentially.
Essentially. We don't have real jobs. So, yeah, it'll make sense.
We all make sense. We'll be back after this.
Yo, what's up, this is Brandon Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, the Sesame Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Kregel 6. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out. Urban Culture Drive. Boy,
the Sesame Mapanga,
Candace, Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Urban Culture Drive. Yet another episode. Excluding Lesego Mapanga and Craig O'Sexy, but definitely with the beautiful Miss Candace.
Hey.
Yeah, babe. And just like that, as always, the hour runs by so bloody quickly.
I mean, can they give up? We've been begging for 2-hour slots.
Ish, Sunny.
Been.
It's all good.
But ke.
Another power hour.
Remember
today?
When we did 3 hours?
Dude.
Day.
Every day. Or as 2 hours every day.
But
and 3 hours.
But on Tuesdays we did three hours.
Yeah, we seasoned veterans now.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Guys, please do not forget. Next week we're celebrating our year on radio. Let's do this. It's been an entire year. Can you believe it?
Amazing.
So, yeah,
amazing.
Thanks for the love. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the critique. Thanks for everything.
It's been wild.
It's been a very awesome experience. We truly appreciate it.
Shout out to Cliff Central.
Yeah, for giving us. That's another shout out.
Shout
man,
out to Cliff Central.
For giving us this opportunity. We've been here for a year. We're looking to go on for even longer. Hey, dude, this is our home now.
Yeah.
We can only get better and better from here on.
We're permanent residents now. But now
we've got citizenship. Green cards. You know, we're part of the furniture right now. So thanks, guys, for the support. Keep on supporting us. Let us know what you think, what you want to hear, or whatever, man. Yeah. Talk to us. We're here. So, Candy Baby, in closing, from my side, I would like to say always love and light. stay blessed and shine your light bright. Is that what is your greatest fear? That is one of my biggest like poems. My greatest fear is that I am powerful beyond measure. That thing.
Yeah, the one from Coach Carter. Our biggest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our biggest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And that is so, so true.
Who are
and
we?
With that being said, guys, closing comments. I see you.
I see you too, baby. And just like that, we out.
This is CliffCentral.com.